Thai police say 78 boat people are in custody after washing ashore Tuesday in southern Thailand. The Rohingya minorities told police and Thai media they traveled from Burma but were stopped by the Burmese Navy, beaten, and then later released. Burmese authorities have not commented. Thai media showed images of men with severe scars and lacerations on their backs being treated by Thai nurses. Despite the evidence of abuse, the Thai Foreign Ministry issued a statement saying there were no reasonable grounds to believe the Rohingya were fleeing Burma for fear of being persecuted, an indication that they would be sent back to Burma. Kitty McKenzie is Asia spokeswoman for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
I would just point out that under the Convention Against Torture, which Thailand has signed, Thailand is prohibited from forcibly returning anyone to a country where they would face torture.
When asked whether the boat people would likely be tortured if returned to Burma, McKenzie said Burma's human rights record was well known. Earlier this month, the Thai military was accused of abusing Rohingya and towing their boats out to sea, where hundreds were left for dead. The Thai government denied the mistreatment, but later said it would investigate. The UN Refugee Agency had sought access to 126 Rohingya in Thai military custody, but the request was ignored. The military then deported the Rohingya, with some reports saying they were towed back out to sea. McKenzie says one welcome sign is the police and courts are handling the 78 boat people now in custody, rather than the military.
If Thailand truly feels that they're illegal migrants, then they should be handled through the immigration channels, and they certainly should not be pushed back to sea by the military.
The Rohingya have been fleeing Burma by the hundreds for years, many of them headed for Malaysia to find work, but ending up in Thailand. Bangkok says about 20,000 are in Thailand illegally, creating security problems and taking jobs from Thais. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Bangkok.